How are you making the choices that you can be proud of?
By far the hardest question you've asked. It's about being present. It's about knowing yourself really well and knowing what aligns with your values.
What makes for an effective cold call?
Get to the point quickly, because no one wants to like chit chat with a random person on the phone for a while without knowing what the purpose of it is. It's not really about work-life balance. It's very much about being present in the moments that we're at work, or I'm being a mom, or whatever it is.
What does it mean to you to be a mother?
Now you're gonna get me emotional on this podcast.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Inside the Inspired. This is probably my most inspiring episode that I've done to date, because I happen to be in love with the person that I'm about to interview. This individual is someone who's accomplished quite a lot. First and foremost, she's a mother and a wife, a daughter, and so much more. But above all, she is also the COO and a co-founder of an awesome company called Catch Corner by Sports Illustrated. Catch Corner is a service application that helps customers and clients book opportunities on the application by going to play whatever kind of sport you want. Think about it like Open Table, but for recreational sports facilities. The app is so cool, so fluid, and I'm so excited to introduce the one, the only, my wife, Miss Maya Azuri Cohen. How are you today?
Mrs. I'm doing pretty well. How about you?
I'm doing very well. I couldn't be more excited to do this.
Me too.
So I think an opportune place to start wouldn't necessarily be how we met. I think we'll probably touch on that a bit later, but let's actually start at the beginning. What was the idea for Catch Corner?
Great question. So as you introduced Catch Corner, it's a mobile and web application for renting spaces at sport facilities. Tennis courts, basketball courts, hockey rinks. If you're looking to play at a facility, you'll go directly on Catch Corner, browse through what's available in the area, and go ahead, pick a time slot and check out with it. So the idea for it really was to bring a concise or aggregate body to do that. In so many other industries, like with flights and hotels and restaurants, there's a way to kind of see everything in one place. That was really missing for this industry. It was very like low tech, no aggregate hub, which is where Catch Corner comes in. Because if you want to play basketball around you, the first thing is you may not necessarily know where to go do that. And there's a bunch of places that aren't necessarily sports facilities that have a basketball court that, again, you may not know that. So seeing everything in one place was really our main focus. And then for you to be able to check out quickly like you are with so many other things.
As the COO, you probably face quite a lot of different responsibilities, sales, operations. I mean, you have to be the best representative for the company because you're a co-founder. How do you feel about being a co-founder of this company? Do you work with anyone in specific?
That's a great question. And definitely true what you're saying. Have to wear many hats in this job. I think from a personal note, you see that I have to kind of slide into some different roles like on the fly. But as a co-founder, definitely I do see that it's sort of wherever's needed or wherever it feels like the company's lacking a little in that moment is just becomes the main focus and becomes like my whole job for as long as it takes for that area or aspect of the company to be improved. So yes, there's been times where I'm in sales, and not just in sales, like overseeing it, actually on a demo with a facility that we're signing on, or in other aspects of the company, in design. My co-founder, my brother, Jonathan, is really on that aspect. I have another co-founder, Ryan. He really deals with more of the availability and things being in order. So being able to do all of those tasks is very important, wearing many hats. And we say, never ask someone to do something you haven't done yourself. I think I would say my job's really representative of that.
I love that you co-founded the application with your brother. That's probably one of the coolest things I had ever heard, especially at the outset when we first met. And it's so funny that we end up in this scenario right now having this conversation.
I can't believe we're doing this podcast right now. On our first date, you literally said, you should come on my podcast sometime, when I told you about what I do. So here we are in the fly of the moment doing this podcast.
Well, I've been ready for it ever since.
I'm ready for it.
So part of working with family, obviously, there is a very interesting element that goes along with that. How do you navigate that relationship?
It's definitely interesting. My brother, Jonathan, and I are super close and grew up like basically like twins. We're a year and a half apart. So I think a part of us was like, this is going to be super easy. We get along so well. Our personalities are very alike and very different. So we like the same things, but I would say Jonathan, my brother, is very detail-oriented. There's nothing his eye will miss. I'm not like that. So I think the pros and cons are there, and kind of we balance each other really well. It's hard, you know, like it's a very honest, authentic relationship, which has its positives, but also it's like anyone knows with siblings. It's like, you did this wrong. No, you did this wrong. Like, upset at each other. Okay, go back to being best friends. So that part is definitely interesting, but we've learned over the years to navigate it. I think we started to feel much more comfortable when, again, like our roles were a little bit more defined. They're not necessarily defined in the sense of like, this is your specific role. As we said, you wear many hats, but he is a lot more of like the vision of the whole company, being our CEO. He's very good at seeing everything out and dealing with more of the long-term planning, which is not where I'm at. So our jobs really coincide, but we have our separate space, and that's where it's been much more positive with our working dynamic.
So when you
and
look,
he's the best.
Shout out to Jonathan. When you look at where Catch Corner was at its inception until now, it's quite a trajectory. Starts off as an idea, evolves into this massive opportunity where you are now located in almost all over Canada, I would say. New York, now Boston, Chicago. You're working with professional sports facilities. What is the next step for Catch Corner?
Great question. It's been a wild ride for sure. We started out in Toronto, where I'm originally from. We launched there and honestly worked with a handful of facilities, which is so crazy to think back to, because it was really just about like managing the supply and the demand. So having enough facilities to originally launch so that we can kind of get the interest from some users being like, there's cool facilities on this, and then building both sides there. We started with a handful of facilities. To your point, we're in a bunch of cities that you mentioned, with close to 500 facilities now. So we're definitely proud of ourselves from that perspective. The goal is to keep doing what we're doing. We're putting together a formula that we feel like is really strong right now, and it's working, and we're having some great facilities on. We're working with some really cool people, and on the flip side, getting traction from the user end. So doing what we're doing just at an accelerated pace and in more markets is really the name of the game right now.
Underrated, there's a big mindset component, and I think you know me a little bit, so you understand the way
just
I approach that. So when it comes to keeping a level head, when things aren't so safe, when there's a lot of reasons to kind of lose yourself in the process, cascade down, spiral out, and maybe there's someone out there who's struggling with something similar, where they're losing confidence in their idea, how do you maintain a level head in those situations?
I usually go to my husband, who is really good at calming me down. He knows a little bit about mindset and a little bit about keeping a level head, and it's really good to have a nice support system that when things go well, never too high, things go not so well, never too low, just having that like even keeled person in your life, and having that come from yourself too, obviously, but support around you is really important. So thank you.
The other aspect that I want to address is you recently were named to the Forbes 30 Under 30 list. Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you, Jonathan.
What does that accolade mean anything to you, if at all?
It's awesome. It's something that when we started out with Catch Corner, I was like, imagine one day I'll be on Forbes 30 Under 30.
Yes.
And it's a really cool feeling because they don't tell you you won or you were nominated and you were on the list. So you wake up that morning just like everyone else and kind of like look at the Forbes 30 Under 30 list and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm on it. really, really surreal experience and feeling for sure. Super like over the moon about it.
So you have Forbes as one brand that you can look at. You have Sports Illustrated as another brand that you could look at that both support the Catch Corner brand. Could you share a bit about what the story was around how Sports Illustrated and Catch Corner came to identify a partnership?
Yeah, absolutely. So it would date back to 2020. We got introduced to someone at Sports Illustrated and kind of started the conversation there. The only silver lining for us with COVID, obviously there's not that many for us. We're a sports-based app. It's about people playing in person together. So that was a really difficult experience for us. But the only positive was that a brand like Sports Illustrated, the most trusted name in sports, had a little bit more time on their hands to focus on other partnerships. And I guess we were able to present to them, to show them what Catch Corner is made of and like how we see the vision growing out. And there was an instant likeness there in terms of us seeing the potential for a collaboration. What's really cool about Sports Illustrated is that they're like a household name, but they're also really into kind of newer apps and concepts now and really keeping up with the times. So it was really cool to have that opportunity to not only present with them, to then go through the process of putting together a partnership. And we're really proud to work with them. They're such an awesome brand and team.
I've personally heard you on countless cold calls, messages, and seeing you operate on a daily basis. What makes for an effective cold call in your view?
It's a good question. The truth of it is like having very little expectation, because if I think of the other side of it, like if someone cold calls me, 9 out of 10 times, I'm probably like, okay, like I'm too busy for this, or I'm not picking up, or if I pick up, I'm short with it. And I don't know what that says about me, but I think like that's the thing, like everyone realizing that the person on the other end is in the middle of their busy life the same way you probably are when like someone cold calls you or whatever the case is. So not taking it personally, knowing that as things kind of continue, you'll have another opportunity, or this opportunity will work out. And it's kind of nice because you have those moments that you're like pleasantly surprised. It's really awesome. You're like, wow, that went way better than I expected. And this person like was super nice and gave me the time of day. And other times you're like, I had so much more to share and I was just kind of like, I guess, cut off in a sense. So that would be good. And the advice for really what to do, I would say, is get to the point quickly, because no one wants to like chit chat with a random person on the phone for a while without knowing what the purpose of it is. So I'm like thinking back to the very beginning where I had so many encounters where I'm like, if this person just let me get to the point, like they'd really like this and it would really benefit for the facility. And sometimes it's like I didn't get that opportunity at the outset, but then as things grew, they were an inbound lead of a facility being interested in the platform, or got on a different call and like that went a little more smooth. You know, people are just in the middle of their day. They might be having a good one, might be not. Like, just not taking things too personally when someone's like, I don't have time for you.
I know that that's something I really appreciate about you, and specifically, you know how to take things and move forward. You know how to not limit the scope of the interaction to like, oh, this is about me. And, you know, in being married to you and our beautiful daughter, there's been so much that we could be proud of.
Best person in the world.
Best person in the world. There's so much that we can look back on and be grateful for over the last couple of years that we've been together.
For sure.
And when I see everything that you have accomplished and I look at where we are going, I get really excited. And namely, it's because I know I have this immense, beautiful soul by my side who I can endure anything and everything with.
That's how I feel.
So when you look at the landscape of competition that you deal with, and there's a lot of reasons to kind of lose confidence in the idea. What is it that you can say for sure keeps you in a space where it doesn't matter what anyone else brings to the table? We're confident in our product. How do you maintain that?
The best thing to do is focus on the quality of your product. That's what we've seen. So it's not just like, okay, great, like let's just throw a product out there. It has to be something that, one, actually helps the facilities and the users, and thinking of like, if I'm a user, what do I want to see here? If I'm a facility, what makes my life easier? And then naturally, as you continue to build quality, I guess like the barriers to entry for a competitor become higher. So what I mean by that, like we started working with some private facilities. We got approached by a municipal body, so a small city that wanted to power the recreation department. There was a lot of like tech that we had to put in place and enhance and modify to be able to power like the recreation department for a municipality. We put our foot forward towards that and made sure that we're accommodating those things. So now we're putting all these things in place to work with a municipality. At this point, if you fast forward to where we are today, we work with a handful of municipalities, I think about 10 at this point, and like a city. So it's kind of just, I guess, having the quality there and then continuing to work on the quality is where we keep our focus. Of course, that like it doesn't discount the fact that someone can come into an industry and someone else can try to do what you're doing and all the things that like still are the fears. It's not that they don't exist, but if you focus on yourself, I think this applies for both the brand and for like humans us as human beings, just focusing on yourself and being the best version of yourself, continuing to bring that quality. You're smiling because you love this topic, but continuing to bring kind of like that best quality and continuing to sharpen it and enhance it. That's all we can do as a brand. And we know that when we do that, we're adding value to like both sides of our ecosystem. That's the best we can do. So continuing to focus on that, I'd say is really the main thing that we know helps us differentiate ourselves from anyone there. And we see the results in terms of like the data of what it brings to facilities in terms of dollars, in terms of new customers, in terms of all of these things. So it allows us to continue to believe in what we're doing.
I love seeing you in this format. I love seeing you shine and talk about things that I know that you hold dear to your heart outside of the things that obviously matter to both of us.
Thank you.
I once learned from interviewing an MBA agent that he was able to grow because he understood where he was at proportionally, so he could grow accordingly. How do you scale? How do you know when it's time to enter a new city? How do you know when it's time to take that leap? What kind of factors and indicators are you looking for?
This is where I give my brother the credit, Jonathan. He's a very long-term thinker. He's like a planner to his core. Like everything's very meticulous and detail-oriented, as I said. So how we scale as a company is really looking for like, are we filling the right inventory in an area? Do we have like a whole bunch of facilities nearby to each other? Do they have the sports that our customers are looking for? We scale in terms of inventory gaps. If there are any, like go after a facility in that area because we'll bring them a lot of customers and we'll bring our customers the inventory that they're looking for. And once we feel we've done a good job in an area, we can move on to the next city.
I'm gonna crack one of these.
Yeah, of course, please do. Shout out to Slate.
Power, 20 grams of protein and only 100 calories.
Code INSPIRED for 10% off your order.
So we've covered the accolades, we've covered the growth strategy and a bit of the backstory. In your personal life, you also have quite a lot going on. How are you managing and balancing all of those things?
Great question. I said this to someone recently, like, I feel like Catch Corner really taught me how many hours I have in a day, whereas maybe I didn't realize that as much beforehand. But The more I take on, I think the more I'm just making better use of those hours. And shout out to your YouTube channel for something that I learned that has helped me a lot, where it's not really about work-life balance. It's very much about being present in the moments that we're at work, or we're at home, or I'm being a mom, or whatever it is. So I think that advice from you has been very helpful for me in moments that I've been like, this is really hard. We have a newborn daughter, and I have Catch Corner as my other baby that I've been working on for a long time. You were like, you just have to be present in the moments that you're there or here or whatever it is. And I kind of hold that advice really near to my heart, and it's been helping me a lot.
This is easily the most emotionally charged interview I've ever done. Just hearing you and seeing everything, your growth and the growth of your company, the growth of our daughter, the growth of your business, the growth of this podcast. I mean, the format that we're doing this in, every delay is for the best, as they say. And I talk a lot about creating opportunity. I think it's very important to look at life and say there's a lot of reasons to be upset, and if you look for them, you'll find them.
Yeah.
But if you look for the good, you'll find it.
You do tell me that a lot. I'm married to a very inspirational person.
So as we round this thing out, and you see what you want from Catch Corner, and you see what you want from your personal life, there's this notion that you can't have everything you want, but you can have anything that you want.
That's nice.
Never heard that?
You've probably said it to me before, but it's registering this time.
How are you making the right choices? How are you making the choices that you can be proud of?
By far the hardest question you've asked. How am I making the right choices? I don't know. Do I know that they're the right choices, or is it more so after the fact being like, those are the right choices? I think, again, like, it's about being present. It's about knowing yourself really well and knowing kind of like what aligns with your values. I think I married someone that has very similar values to me, and that helps a lot, right? Because like when I talk about work or I talk about personal life stuff with you, it's it feels like anything that you're giving me advice on is very similar to maybe like advice that I wish my inner voice would give myself. And maybe it's harder when it's about like yourself, right? So I don't know necessarily that I am making the right choices, but I think, again, like having a support system around you, being able to bring things back to your values and like thinking if they align with it, knowing goals and purpose and yeah, like bringing all those things together, I'd say is the best way to think of this question. However, it's also difficult to say like I'm making the right choices without, I guess, seeing how all this comes to fruition. So trying my best.
I think that's part of it. I don't think there's ever, when I ask the question, it's never really about like, oh, is this the way?
Yeah.
I think it's more about, does this choice align with your values
yeah.
and your mission and your roadmap for what you see for your future?
That's the best way to say it. Like every time you're making a choice, you're like, does this align with everything? Yeah, it feels good. Okay, so that's a choice, as opposed to this doesn't really align with like what I see for myself, and that's not the route that I'll take.
Speaking of alignment.
Yes.
You're recently a new mother.
Yes.
What does it mean to you to be a mother?
It is literally my life's purpose. Now you're going to get me emotional on this podcast. It's amazing, and it's like everything I ever dreamed of and more. And I don't have the words really. It's just the best thing that ever happened to me. Thank God.
Me too. In life, there's so much that we can look back and be proud of, and also look to the future and be excited about. Obviously, with you in particular, this has been one of the most invigorating and special moments of my life to share.
I can't believe we did this. This was just, you want to record a podcast right now? Sure.
So there's a question that I post to all my guests that now I'm going to pose to you. If the future version of yourself from 10 years from now, assuming she's in that ideal spot, were to fly in and offer you some advice in order to get there, what do you think she would say to you?
I think she would say something similar to what you just said about aligning your choices with your values. That's not always the easiest thing to do. There's pressures from like every side, and social pressure, like mom pressure, a lot of things. And I think she would really say to keep focusing on how your choices align with your values. And that's the top priority. And to continue being present in the moments, because I feel like even with our daughter, I blinked and she's 5 months now. So
yeah,
just being present in the moments and making sure that they align with values and continue on that path, and let's see where it goes.
Ladies and gentlemen, my wife, Mrs. Maya Azuri Cohen, please let the audience know where they can keep up with your journey.
First of all, thank you for having me. I've wanted to come on this podcast for a while. And please find me at Catch Corner on Instagram and Catch Corner on LinkedIn.
Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of Inside the Inspired. I feel inspired. I'm invigorated, and I'm so grateful to have spent this time with you, but also selfishly my wife. This has been fantastic. If you want to keep up with the podcast and all the content, hit the subscribe button down below, and you can keep up with Catch Corner's journey. I'll link to everything in the description. Thank you so much for tuning in. Until the next one, stay safe, stay strong, stay mindful.
Thank you. Next time I'm asking the questions.